Rashi shoifed him. We have the Indian. Pointing of a king, a melech. David tells us a chidush that we have to appoint a melech. There's a chidush to appoint a king. If Yisrael needs so. Decide to appoint a king. We need to have a king. So imtasim alecha melech. There are chiyuvim. How we appoint the king. Where the king should come from. King has a very big responsibility to rule the nation, to make sure that justice is being done, to make sure the land, the country is run smoothly, to make sure everybody is disciplined properly. Sure, law and enforcement are carried out. Where if there is no law and enforcement, there will be craziness, there will be chaos. The land will not cease to exist. Each man will destroy his enemy. So the king has a lot of responsibility, but being a king has with it a danger. Because when you are a king, there's really no one on top of you. And being no one on top of you, can lead to its own disaster. And the Torah addresses this nekuda. The Torah says, commands the king, you king, being in charge, being a leader, you have to be very careful. And the Torah warns him in three ways. The Torah tells him, firstly, Rak lo yad lo susim, no horses, not too many horses. Horses are a danger. He doesn't have too many horses, he'll take the arm back to Mitzrayim. No horses. Below Yar, below Noshim. Being a king, in the times of Chazal, you're allowed to have as many wives as you wanted. The king should have too many wives. The Kesev is Zov, lo Yar, below Ma'oid, and money and riches, he shouldn't have too much of it. King, there's nothing stopping you. King, you're in control. But king, listen very carefully. Your wealth, your tithes, your covet can destroy you. As the Mishnah tells us, jealousy, desire for more. It could be expressed over here, we can express kesef. Kesef is something that everybody wants more of. That's the derech of kesef. Vishyesh lo moneh, that's a masai, that's kinah. Having too much money is a desire for more money. When you have more money, you want more money. And you have even more money, you want even more money. And you once said over, he said last month, we said it over. You say over the story, maybe I said it over somewhere else. I was at somebody's house, I was at a walking to a shul, sorry, and someone was saying it's about, I don't know, but I thought he was talking about what was a true mice, or he read it in a storybook, but how these two people were competing. They were competing. It was this guy who pulled up to a red light in downtown Manhattan, or uptown Brooklyn. And the mice, he pulled up to the red light, and he looks down the window, one of these long red lights, and he sees his friend from high school. He's from yeshiva, roommate, and obviously when they were they're always dreaming and they always besides talking about the Gemara and stuff in their room, but a few minutes every day they talk about how big and wealthy they're going to be one day, and they're always talking about in between the Gavra and the Gavra, talking besides and stuff before they went to sleep every night, but they're talking how big this guy had his Forbes magazine, and this guy had his, you know, one day I'm going to be from the first 20. And they pull up to the red light, and there it is, Yisachar Belshbaum in his car, that Shmuel Teitelbaum in his car, the old Rubens, long roommates. And he wasn't called Belshbaum for nothing. He let out one of those. Anyway, so he... That was a new one. Anyway, so he... So he pulls up to the red light, they pull up to the red light together, and this Shmuel Belshbaum, and Yisachar, we got their first name. Anyway, he pulls up to the red light in his beautiful Mercedes-Benz, beautiful new 2014 pop-up headlights, frigid, you know, mamish, unbelievable. Mamish, his car is so fancy. And the other guy pulls up, and it's not a so fancy car. And they stop at the red light, and this guy's burning, he's been burning inside, looked like he meant it. He made it. So he comes. He drives by, they wave to each other, he's melting in his pants, in Teitelbaum, because he sees how wealthy this Belshbaum has a big car. He goes next year, he works like a horse, 17 jobs. He cleans manure in a horse stable early in the morning, late at night, he's doing waitering. He's 100 jobs he takes, and he finally saves up to get the Mercedes-Benz to beat up to midterm for Mr. Belshbaum. 2 years later, they pull up in the same red light, and the Maisa, he's honking away, Shmuel Teitelbaum, because he wanted to catch Yisachar Belshbaum's attention, how he has the same Mercedes-Benz. But the problem is, Yisachar Teitelbaum, and Belshbaum, sorry, is not hearing the beep, and he's wondering why. Finally, he opens the window, he says, "What are you honking so much?" So he says, "Look, you know," he says, "What do you mean? I wanted to show you my new car." He says, "But don't bother me so much. I'm laying down in my bed." Shmuel Belshbaum gets all upset. He has a bed in his car. Unbelievable. They drive off, and he goes to work again. 2 years. 2 years. And he's working horribly. Mamish. 2 years later, he finally managed to get a bed into his car somehow. And he goes to bed and gets a nice bed. King-size bed, in case this guy has a small bed coming up. 2 years later, they pull up to the same thing. And Shmuel Teitelbaum has done it. He's reached his friend Belshbaum, his roommates. He pulls up, and the same red light 2 years later, he's honking away. He wants to show up his good day, and he's honking away. And the guy's finally, he's just, I'm screaming, "Come on, open up! I gotta show you my bed!" So he pulls out, and he's all wet. He says, "What are you disturbing when I'm taking a shower?" But that's the Matzias and Olam Hazeh. This guy has this, he wants more. That's the kin of Kesser, the boy said, the more you have, I want to be better than the next guy. I want to be better than the next guy. Always have to have the better. That's Kesser. That's Kesser is all. Noshim is Taiva. Taiva takes the person out of this world. The more Taiva he has to control, he takes him out of this world. And Sus, the Sus is a cover, the boy said. This is my definition. You see, I think about it. Sus represents kovid. That's why he had those times. A person about kovid, a person of stature would drive around with horses, and be led away with horses. So Hebrew horses stands for kovid. And the Torah is warning you. And the three things that take us out of this our world, which destroys the human, which takes him out of his tavki, his tavki, this world, he's removed from the kina, from the kesef, from the kina of kesef, from the taiva of noshim, and the covenant of the source. It takes him out of this world. This melech has nothing on top of him. No one to discipline him. So what's the eight? What's the eight? How can this melech remain sane? How can this melech make it through the world? He wasn't asked for the job. The Klai Yisrael pointed him. Soim tazim alecha melech. And he has to be wealthy. And he has to be strong. And he has to have honor. What's stopping him from losing it? So we would say, he has to study psychology 101. Get a good professor. Read our books, learn about these topics, how they could destroy him, how they could take away from his sanity, how they could remove him from the world. Torah Akdosha says we have the Eitzes. The Torah has the Eitzes for everything, as the Torah tells us early in this parasha, and we have the Eitzes for this king. The Torah gives the Eitzes. Says the Torah, he shouldn't have too much of it. Okay? Telling someone he shouldn't have too much of it is very good. But that's the Eitzes. Try to minimize. But the Torah continues. V'hoya chishifto yal kisei mamlachto. When he sits on his throne because of lawyers, Mishnei HaTorah HaZoyz al Sefer Levnei HaKoyenim HaLevim, he must write a Sefer Torah for himself. He must have a Sefer Torah. B'hoyes ha'imoy v'korah v'y kol yimei chayim. Zok the Gemara, Melech writes two Sefer Torah. One he leaves in the Aron, the Shul, and one he takes with him every single place that he goes to. Wherever he goes, he's going to have a mina, and he should take it into the bathroom with him. Because the Maaser says, it should be with him always. The Gemara has to say, there are certain places he doesn't take it with him. But the Gemara has to lafug, he should take it to the bathroom, he should be with him every second. The Korah, by Kol, Yimei, Chayah, Hasmote, and Limor, HaToyro, Yoimam, Belaylo, Lo, Yishpoisu, every second he should have it. Why? Levilti Rum Levavoi. He shouldn't get haughty. He shouldn't go away from the mitzvahs and should have long life. The Torah gives the Eitzer of Eisad. The one thing that's going to hold this man in place is learning Torah constantly, getting involved in Torah, reading from the Torah. The Torah is the antidote against this kinah title. And the greatest of men, the king, he has everything. We want him, don't have too much. But at the end of the day, what's going to hold him? What's going to uphold him? Right, Sefer Torah, had the Sefer Torah with him constantly. That's going to keep him in this world. That's going to keep him in control. That's going to keep him from losing himself and losing his world and destroying this world. Rabbi Yisai, the most powerful message lies here. There's nothing that can help this man. He's the king. There's nothing except for one thing. Hasmada in Torah, Yoimam V'layla Lo Yishmas. And we have to realize that when we come to Yeshiva, and we have this opportunity with us. It's not just an opportunity of learning how to learn. It's not just about getting ideas of what it's like, to have tremendous ideas that we go in the street, you can rattle off this Kamachloik, this Rashi, and Toysips, and that, and you know the ideas of what it's like. But with the Torah, when we learn Torah of what it's like, it gives us a certain Yirah Shomayim. It gives us certain cognizance that there's a Borei Olam in the world. That's what the Torah does. Because it's Ritzoino Yisbar. What is Torah? Torah is the Ratzon, is Hashem's Ratzon, His will in this world. And when we read the Torah, boys, that it impresses upon us that there is a Borei, there's a leader in this world. There's a creator. There's someone above. We're not in control. Even if it's in control. That's the Yisoyda, boys. This is the sword to save this man. The Melech is at a crossroads. For one hand, he has to be the tremendous leader, the most powerful of men. That's in his essence of his job. He has to be the most powerful of men. But at the same time, as we know in the history of the world, the boy said, the most powerful of men, if you look into their history, what became of them? How much they destroyed people's lives. You look into all the presidents of Israel, Rabban al-Tzlan, the presidents of the United States. Sing the national anthem now. Bring out the flag. The president of the United, I can name all, how many, I don't know now, how many they have, I remember. 62 presidents, whatever it is. How many are there? 46, according to the English. The 46, I can name all the kings and queens and princes and the baby prince that was just born. You can name them also. We know all the princes and the kings of Israel. You go into the president's lives, of course, you look into the president's lives, of course, like, Rahman al Islam, I don't know if it's mutter, it's probably also to look into the president's lives, of course. It's probably also to look at the every chapter is a new wife. Every chapter is craziness. Craziness. We know in the history of the last recent years of that a president can stand up in front of everybody, and so he made a mistake. He went with another woman. Rahman al Islam, the president of the United States, of my side, the most powerful of men. What's going on? And this was the one who admitted. You imagine what's going on before we the stories today, Rahman al Islam, what's going on with the president, of my side. It's Rahman al Islam. What happened to these people? Because power corrupts. Having more money corrupts you, Rabbi Yisrael. It takes you away. It takes you away from who you really want to be. People say, oh, I want to be a very wealthy man. I want to be a CEO. I wear fancy suits. I just don't want to have one suit. I want to have 365 suits. I want to have a suit for every day of the year. And I want to have maybe an extra suit that I don't wear. I used to have it in the closet, I decided not to wear it. Like a shul that, you know, you have to have two shuls, a shul that I don't go to. I have the suit that I don't wear. I had a choice not to wear it. For $5,622. The person was telling me, I was this past shot by somebody's house, and he was talking about this wealthy, the lady was talking about this wealthy woman who lives in the neighborhood. She's friendly with her, she has such expensive shoes, that she wanted to lend me her $200 pair, her $250 slippers. She had just bought, but she's giving them away. She wore it for too long already, 2 weeks. Let's get another pair of them. It's been a long time she's been wearing it. $250 pairs of shoes and slippers, the fanciest of suits, the fanciest of zah. Isn't that the American dream of Rosai? If you're looking for life, the American dream of Rosai. Corruption! One after the next! Go through the history of the presidents of Rosai. Powerful man, decisions on everybody's lives. These men were sick, drunkards. At night they would sit in the and oh, it's packing the smell. At night they would sit and drink. They couldn't control themselves. Who else knows else what they were on the boy's side? A lot of plans going around the White House. Who else knows what's going on the boy's side? And cheating, every left guy, every governor, every senator, who knows about you cheating, and this and that, and we say, Rahman, it's corruption until the end. What happened? The more powerful a man comes, we say, the more corrupt he is. The more powerful a man comes, he wants more power. And with that power comes corruption, comes deceitfulness. Rahman, it's not of us. This is the lesson. The Torah says there's going to be a king. There has to be a king of Israel also. You want to have like everybody else. We really don't need it, but if a person feels they need a king, we want to have, we're not strong enough to recognize it, but we need someone up above us to discipline us. But what's going to be with the king? He's going to become corrupt. So the Torah is 1-8. Nothing else is going to work. Write a Sefer Torah, but not just to put it in the Aron. He carries around his Mark Sudis, his Mark Lucian, every single place he goes. He's going to a meeting now with the King of Holland. He's going to a meeting now with the minister, the King of England, and the Queen's going to be there. And he has to wear a special tuxedo with a bow tie. The King of Israel is now coming down. He has to look presentable. With his $975 suit, a bow tie, he has to look presentable. And under his arm is the Masechta Ksuvos. Hey, Queen, what's that book he has under his arm? The Suva says, "Yo, Maravi, Queen, you want to learn Pshat with me?" Sir, respectable, you carry it out with you. Sword, carry it out. What are you carrying? This book, this ancient book on the Torah. He's not going to respect. Sorry, I don't want to become corrupt like you. They go out for a second. The king didn't want to discuss this certain man, he opens up his sefer. They come back, he's looking in. Toysu chat, haye, habasula. They think he's off the wall. Yeah, he doesn't want to become corrupt. He wants to have recognition and cognizance of his ability every step of the way. Every step of the way. And this is so important for us to listen. There is no Eitzah. There is no Eitzah. We think, don't worry, I'll go into business, I'll go out there, I'll make bucks. I'll support the yeshiva, of course, also. I'll be a Torah supporter. I'll do everything. There's no Eitzah, boy, Sef. You don't take this far with. I see it all the time. That was in America now. You see guys, boy, Sef, what's the nafkamina if the guy is holding or not holding one nafkamina? Okay, how much money he's making. I don't care the starch shirts he's wearing, pink, blue, green, whatever starch shirt he's wearing, Tommy Hilfiger, Brooks Brothers, what the hell expensive his shirt is, and the shiny shoes he's wearing. That doesn't make a difference to me. How successful is that man doing? Does he have the seder to learn? Is he connected to the world? Because otherwise, there's no Yerushalayim, and there's no Yerushalayim. There is nothing that could stop a person from going down to the depths of H-E-L-L. No matter how good you are, now how a great person he is, oh wow, I never thought that man would be a murderer, would a cheat, a ganav. I never thought that man, oh wow, he's so respectful. I never thought he would cheat on his wife. What a special man that was. He used to open the door for every lady. That was the problem. He would cross old ladies across the street. Sometimes they were a little younger also. What do you mean? He was part of, he did the bike-a-thon for High Lifeline. He biked all the way to the mountains. This man trained for hours for the bike-a-thon. 2 days he was missing for the bike-a-thon. But anyway, the Vaisa, he did the bike-a-thon. He's such a to humanity. He gave $1,000 to solve the cancer problem in the cats. Cats for cancer. See? He saved 6,000 dogs, liver transplants for dogs. This man is what he's done for humanity. And corruption. Philanthropist. You know, butch my dog. He's living two extra years without Mr. Philip Bernstein.
And Sergei Shultovich, this man, is lost in us. Because the Korobot, because there's nothing that's going to keep a person intact and cognizant of it, but it's vulnerable, not to forget that Hashem, the Korobot, call you Mechai. The kids are. It's up. The kids are the boy side. The kids are. You saw that Dvar and Mitzvah boy says we get ready. The Chodesh El, boy said. Chodesh El, we're holding Chodesh El, boy said. We're holding at a time of year, boy said, that we had Ben Azmanim just now. But a serious Ben Azmanim, and everybody had their times. Baruch Hashem, I have to say, just a commercial that was a lot of Bachram over here, Bliya and Har, that kept storm. I know that personally, they were going to kept storm, and they had an unbelievable Ben Azman, Rabbi Sai, and they themselves, really, you can see it on their faces even today, Rabbi Sai, who came, had a good Ben Azman. And the Maisa, we're not going to say the opposite, because it's obvious. But anyway, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, at the end of the day, we're holding now before 1 month before Rabbi Yisrael. It's unbelievable, Zach, Rabbi Yisrael. I was speaking to a Talmud, one of the daughter Talmud, the Yeshiva just now, I was speaking to him, and he said, I was trying to convince him to come back, he said, you're holding a month, a few weeks away from the most important day of the entire year, Rabbi Yisrael. And all joking aside, everything, as we're going to get close to the Elohim, as we're showing, understand, Rabbi Yisrael, the most important day, Rabbi Yisrael, everything that happens in the year,
the Rosh is the head of the year. Every single thing, Rabbi Yisrael, that happens in this year, Rabbi Yisrael, is decided on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. On the Kavanah of the Tefillah, we said this morning to start flexing those muscles, start getting yourself in shape, the Tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything is totally in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. And the most important thing of Rosh Hashanah is to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, in Rubafonei Malchis, they should come to the Rosh. The Yisoid and the school of Rosh Hashanah is to realize that there's a Melech, there's a king of the kings. We're not in control. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam that's in control of the world. He's running the show. And even through the year, we might have forgotten it. Now's the time to wake up and understand that there's a Melech HaOlam who's going to mete out life, who's going to mete out sustenance, who's going to mete out Hatzlocha, who's going to mete out Shiduchim, who's going to mete out children, who's going to mete out and give out the brachas of Chayim the Mothers. And that's why El Rabbi says such an important time, it's only one month, Rabbi says. But who knows how much time to prepare for such a thing, Rabbi says? 3 months. Because to get into the spirit, Rabbi says. To realize now is the time to be cognizant. There's no better way, Rabbi says, than learning time. No better way than being masculine. The Korobai call you Mechayav to go on the bus. If you have to go on the bus. To go wherever you go, take a safe route. The Korobai call you Mechayav. Now is not the time to be lose yourself. Now is not the time not to be cognizant. Now is not the time to not recognize as a boy with other things. Now is the time to understand it in the deepest level of Isaac. And then come into Rosh Hashanah and be Mamlech. For that is the pass to Roshana Tovus. Imru l'fone Malchias, says the Gemara in Roshana Tezayin. Say in front of me Malchias, k'desh yakam l'churi aleicha. That is the skula. When we blow the shofar, that's the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Melech. We're his servants. The more we understand that, the more we work on ourselves through learning Torah, Yom Kippur, these days, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we've accepted that yoke. And that be'emes, when we call out Shema Yisrael on Yom Kippur, Hashem Hu Elokim, it's really meant for the depths of our lives. Shalom benches, Shalom kodesh, 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 Shalom kodesh